I'm Bethany Conway. Welcome to Courage to Live in Your Trueness podcast, where we talk about the real and raw process of staying true to who we are in everyday life. Learning to find joy, hope, and peace in the midst of it all.
Hey friends, thanks for joining me for today's podcast. Have you ever had a friend who uses sarcasm for their sense of humor? Oh my gosh. I'm torn. Sarcastic behavior and personalities, I love them, and at the same time, they drive me absolutely bonkers. And because it's this fine line of being truthful or really just skirting around what you really mean to say. And I have been on the receiving end where sarcasm has been absolutely hilarious and absolutely timely and really can change the atmosphere of a room. And then I've also been on the receiving end where sarcasm can be plain old mean, belittling, rude, immature, and totally inappropriate for the moment. And I have some friends in my life who use sarcasm all the time. And I have found myself in moments where I just want to reach over and smack them in the face. Okay, so maybe that's not appropriate and a little violent. And I don't like the idea of being violent to solve problems. So, if you have ever found yourself in those moments, what do you do? Well, first of all, let's just talk about what sarcasm is. Yes, it can be used as a sense of humor, as a way of like, if somebody does something for you and you're like, and it was kind of rude or, you know, wasn't what you're expecting, you might say, well, that was really kind, when really it wasn't. It's all in the tone of voice. And so you can hear it in these subtleties. Well, that was original. Well, good job for you. I always wake up looking like this. You know, just little sassy, snarky comments that can be funny. But then in moments where it might be a little bit more serious situation or it's directed totally at you can be hurtful and painful. So sarcasm in and of itself means a sharp, bitter, or cutting expression or remark, a bitter jibe or taunt. It's a positive message with a negative tone. And oftentimes, it's a cover for anger, inadequacy, envy, frustration, and you name it. It's not the truth. And sarcasm, we see it all over on our comedy shows and Saturday Night Live and all of these short little ditties that you see on TV. And people eat it up. But it's that fine line of, are we really just skirting around the truth? And is this sarcastic person really hurting on the inside and doesn't know how to communicate that to the outside world? And I have found myself in situations where I am dealing with sarcastic people to almost fall prey to and in the trap of being passive aggressive in response to them. Oh my gosh. Which is not healthy either. Where you avoid them, you don't respond to them, you maybe get a text message from them and you're going to sit on it for a while, or maybe you even test them and set them up for failure. Like they don't even know you're testing them. Like, a while back, I did that to somebody. I'm going to go load up the truck with a bunch of stuff, and I'm going to see if they're going to come out and help me. I'm not going to ask for help, but let's just see. Let's just see how really kind they are. Let's just see how really good this person is. And I go load up the truck, and I'm box after box, load after load. Did that person show up to help me? Absolutely not. So then after I'd loaded the truck and unloaded the truck, I was so pissed off. And I was so like, I knew it. That person is such a jerk. Their sarcasm and their attitude, I can't stand them. And The thing is, I didn't even tell them that they were being tested. I didn't even tell them that I was secretly, undercover, covertly testing them on their character. That's being passive-aggressive, friends. Of course they're going to fail the test because I never even told them they were taking a test. But these little things that we do in response to sarcasm as a way to protect ourselves, as a way to armor up and to deal with sometimes difficult people that use sarcasm as a way to defend and even protect themselves, we can fall prey to responding with the same unhealthy responses, whether it's sarcasm back at them, or it's this passive-aggressive behavior where we avoid, we set them up for failure, we look at ways to even prove even more why they're a jerk. But the fact of the matter is that the only way that that situation is ever going to change, hopefully change, the only way that you're going to be able to handle that type of personality or that behavior even better without falling prey to being passive aggressive yourself or avoiding or being really vague about how irritating this person is. Oh my gosh, because people do that all the time. I have teens in my house and all of a sudden my daughters will come in the room. This has happened. Well, they're coming in the room and they got tears in their eyes because somebody who claims to be their friend has put a passive aggressive, very vague comment on Instagram or Snapchat, indirectly directing it at my child. And to me, that's bullying. That is totally inappropriate. And there's been times I've wanted to get moms on the phone and say, listen, do you not understand what your child is doing? They're so cruel. But I haven't. I've been able to walk my child through that process, help them learn and understand having healthy boundaries. And if they need to have a healthy conversation with that person and confront them about their behavior, then let's walk through how we do that as well. And in that same token, that's exactly what we need to do with people who are sarcastic, people who are that borderline cover of always being mean or rude or snarky with that type of humor. And I don't even know at that point even if it's humor, because sarcasm, people who are sarcastic always have this underlying, they're speaking truth, but they're really speaking from pain. And you can't combat pain with pain. Being passive aggressive and passively aggressively responding back to that person by avoiding them, by being vague in your communication with them, or posting things on social media, or being sarcastic back, you're only fighting pain with pain. Because you've been hurt, you've been disappointed, you're frustrated, you've been a target of the meanness or the mean comments. So responding out of hurt and pain isn't going to fix the conversation, isn't going to fix the relationship, isn't going to bring amends, isn't going to strengthen that relationship and bring a greater level of connection. So what do we do? Well, as Stephen Covey wrote a book about, it's maybe time for a crucial conversation. Maybe it's a time where you need to sit down and have a conversation with that person where it's not threatening, but to let them know and make them aware of how their statements, how their comments, how they're undercutting what they maybe think is sense of humor is actually hurting you. And a lot of the times what I have found is people don't even realize, giving them the benefit of the doubt, they don't even realize how they have missed the mark, how they've hurt you, or how their behaviors are affecting others in the group. And if the conversation goes well, and a lot of times it does, and yes, it's uncomfortable to talk about how somebody's behaviors and actions are hurting you, a lot of times it gives the opportunity for that deeper connection and for behaviors to change so that you are now having a healthy friendship, a healthy relationship, a healthy work environment with your coworkers, a healthy friendship with your teens are having healthy friendships at school, because they're able to talk about when somebody's hurting their feelings, when address and confront, when somebody's being passive aggressive, when somebody's using sarcasm to wound you, and they don't necessarily mean it, but they're hurting themselves. And we live in a world of hurting people, and that's just the reality. And the more brave that we can get, the more skilled that we can become, and the tools that we can glean and grow in of how to be real, how to be authentic, how to be vulnerable and have truthful, real conversations without undercutting or belittling or speaking half-truths, we can get to the root and maybe even help that person come into a place of healing and wholeness, but then you yourself aren't responding from a place of hurt and pain. Because hurting people and people in pain and wounded people can sometimes be the most dangerous people to be around because they don't realize that they're hurting everyone that wants to be close to them, everybody that wants to be connected to them, everybody who wants to be their friend. They keep hurting as a way to protect their own heart and protect themselves because those are the habits and the patterns they've learned throughout their life. And the only way that they can make a change is if we start to have those honest, real, crucial conversations, those honest, real, how is your behavior affecting me? And how can we grow? Because I really want to be your friend. I really want to be connected to you. But I have to set a boundary because I won't tolerate disrespect. I won't tolerate sarcasm that's undercutting to me or mean or cruel. We have to have that boundary in the sand and in our lives so that we are leading healthy connections and healthy relationships. And we have to set ourselves up so that we're able to respond in love and respond in kindness and respond with compassion. Because if we're responding as a way out of pain or to protect ourselves, I can tell you that conversation isn't going to go anywhere. It's going to end probably up in aggressive words back and forth that are not going to bring healing and bring that deeper relationship and connection that you wanted in the first place. So, my friends, what is my challenge to you today? So, if we're talking just about sarcasm, yes, it has its place and it can be a lot of fun. And I've enjoyed good sarcasm rightfully placed. I'm sure we all have. But for those people in our lives who use sarcasm over and over again to hide the truth, to hide pain, to hide hurt, where it's mean and it destroys teams at work and it hurts friendships at school with your children and friendships just in general in our lives, we have to be willing to reset our boundaries and respond from a place of health and wholeness and bring that honest conversation to the forefront. The last thing we want to do is lash out from our own place of pain and hurt and cause greater woundedness and pain for somebody who's already hurting. If you're looking for tools, if you're looking for resources of how to handle these types of situations, we're just scratching the surface because there are so many deeper things that we could dive into. There's like psychologists, you can Google search sarcasm, you can Google search passive aggressive behavior. There's a lot out there, and I know we'll probably dig into this in future podcasts, but some of the tools are like the Stephen Covey book, Crucial Conversations, amazing resource of how to have some of those difficult conversations. The Boundaries book by Dr. Henry Cloud and Dr. John Townsend, amazing book of how to work with and with people that maybe are hurt and wounded, and so that you can help set healthy boundaries so that you're responding from a place of health, wholeness, compassion, and love. And that, my friends, is what we want to do. We want to be able to love people well, and the only way to do that is if we're willing to have those conversations that may be difficult, if we're willing to check our own heart and our own motives first, and give ourselves grace, but also extend that same grace to those who are hurting and those who are in pain. Today, my friends, we can make this world a better place. Today, you can make this world a better place. Maybe you have a difficult coworker that you work with. Maybe your teen or is struggling with a friend who's being passive aggressive at school. Maybe you have a friendship that you've had for years and you've just about had enough. Maybe today's the day to search your heart. Maybe it's time for that conversation. Maybe it's time for that open and honesty. Maybe it's time for you to bring that deeper connection and opportunity for relationship so that you can have a better connection and a better friendship with this person. It's a challenge. It's hard. It's difficult. It can cause fear and anxiety. But you know what? The reality is that as we face those fears and embrace love, embrace compassion, embrace open and honest conversations, we're going to find that our relationships will be taken to the next level, deeper, stronger, and better than ever before. So today, my friends, I just want to say thank you for listening. And until next time, have an absolutely wonderful day. Thank you.